Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Dave Carlson, good morning.
Good morning, Cos. Just from the top of the show, can I please tell those Manchester United supporters who are friends of mine to stop texting me, to stop driving me mad. My team, Leeds United, played them in Perth last night. We were very, very unlucky, Cos, to go down 4-0.
Oh, stiff. Yeah. Yes.
Please. Should be a steward's inquiry. Anyway, please don't text me anymore, guys. I've had enough.
You got a cover, Dave?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Anyway, we've got a good show lined up, Cos.
Seven New South Wales Greyhounds heading over the border to Melbourne.
You betcha, Cos. Heading to the Meadows. Vic Peters champ, Feral Frankie's lining up for Jack Smith. Vic Peters runner-up, Corborn Marty, is in the heats for Jody and Andy Lord, along with kennel mate Show Business. Their good mate, Peter Sims, has Instantaneous. Jason Magri's taking King Kratos down, while Frank Hurst will be on the Hume with Good Odds Harada and Good Odds Buddy. Now, the box draws for the eight maturity heats were conducted yesterday, and to discuss the New South Wales Chasers' chances in the Group 1, along with some of the local big guns, I've got Greyhound Racing Victoria media man and Greyhound owner George Ferrugia as our guest. George, good morning. The maturity, it's a slightly different format this year.
Yeah, good morning, Disco. Yeah, for the first time since I remember. It's a two-week series instead of three. Look, I think there's so much group racing around the country that a couple of these series have been trimmed down. So there's no chance to make a mistake, in other words, in these eight heats. So only the winners will get through to the $100,000 to the winner final, which will be on July 27. We've got a big night planned. And as you mentioned, we've got a couple of interstate raiders coming over trying to spoil the party for us Victorians.
Yeah, you beauty. Well, the Meadows always do it so well. And, George, the eight heats are races 3 through 10 on Saturday night. Now, let's talk about the New South Wales Chasers, starting with the Feral. He's drawn box 7. Look, he's got Fernando's Riot in the 6, Spearhead in the 2, Black Signature in the 3. Now, both of those greyhounds, or the last two I mentioned, took on the recent series at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, look, obviously Ferrell's run on Saturday, I mean, was outstanding again. He doesn't get any favours with box draws and he just continues to shine. I thought his run was outstanding. This is a different story coming to the Meadows, but we do have to hand it to his trainer, Ray Smith. He knew his dance card was going to be pretty full in the lead-up to the maturity, so he found a Saturday free where Feral Frankie could come and trial at the Meadows just to have a look at the track, because I can't count the amount of greyhounds that I've seen come from New South Wales and other states as well, Disco, where they don't have a look at the Meadows and they come here with good form, taking on very, very good greyhounds, and they fail. I mean, it's new surroundings. The boxes are a little bit different. So for Ray to do that is very, very smart. Now, in saying that, he still hasn't had a start here, and there's nothing like racing, I suppose, at the track where you're going to try to win a Group 1. So he's still going to be behind the eight ball in that sense. But there's a couple of positives here. A, he's a gun, obviously, as we've seen. B, he's done it at the highest level on a couple of occasions now. And C, I don't think it's the hardest of the heats. So if the Feral can get around that first corner, Disco, we all know his ability and his will to win and the way he powers to the line. So, yeah, look, the box draw probably doesn't do him too much favours, but, look, he did trial well at the Meadows. He gets a look at it. If he's able to qualify, then he's right into this series up to his ears. But as we said, these interstate greyhounds are facing greyhounds who have been to the Meadows on numerous occasions, know the track back to front, and sometimes it's not just class that gets you over the line, but we all know Feral has got that in spades, so it's going to be really, really interesting to see how he goes on Saturday night.
You betcha, George. Look, he's run 2 seconds in the Black Rug, and he's won 4 races from Box 8. Look, he'll be looking for runs. He's not afraid to take them, George. He's like the Big Dipper back in the great days with Hawthorne. He'll run through a brick wall.
Oh, Dipper would be so glad to hear you say that, Disco. But, look, I mean, you don't win 8 in a row in top class if you're not taking those runs, and especially the way he races. We all know his Achilles heel. He's probably not that quick early, but he just powers to the line. Yeah, look, I mean, his last couple of runs, he's, as we said, his last 4 wins have come from boxes 8, 5, 2 and 5. They're not exactly four reds in a row where he's able to just sit on the fence and rock it home. So, and as I said, he did trial 29.84 at the Meadows late last month. So, yeah, look, I think he's certainly going to be a big chance against some of these locals that you mentioned.
Go the Ferrell. George, let's quickly go. Let's go through some of the other ones just quickly. The New South Wales Chasers in race three, which is the first heat of the maturity. King Kratos for Jason Magri has drawn the rails alley. Launching pad winner to Witchery is in box seven, and the likes of Webleck Acer in two and the speedy Kurt Lee in four.
Yeah, look, I mean, King Kratos, another one, obviously, having his first start at the Meadows, but he has a greyhound who has travelled. Of course, he raced in the Queensland Derby against Sinachi. If you want to draw a box, I suppose box one is the one coming to the Meadows for the first time. It is a tough race, though. Webleck Ace ran 29.94 to win his maiden at the Meadows Disco, which, as you know, any dogs that can break 30 seconds on debut at the Meadows, I mean, you've got a pretty huge future. Kurt Lee is a tremendously fast greyhound who's got lots of speed. Of course, he was in the launching pad final and fell. So although box four doesn't seem ideal, he does get out and go. The greyhound immediate looks a greyhound with a big future. And as you said, to Witchery, who was a launching pad winner, came back after a couple of months off the scene to win at the Meadows in 29.96. So for poor old King Kratos, he's really going to have to be at his absolute best against one of the harder maturity heats, that's for sure.
George, in race seven, Wagga Cup winner, good odds buddy for Frank Hurst, is going to jump from box two. He, of course, is Feral Frankie's brother, and he has Melbourne Cup and Australian Cup runner-up Black Opium next door in box number three.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty tough initiation again. I mean, we don't want to put a dampener on you New South Wales Greyhounds, Disco. We don't like to show our bias, but I mean, this is getting thrown into the wolves if I've ever seen it. Not just Black Opium, who we all know is an absolute gun, but also a greyhound called Cruencia, drawn box four, who's in this real powerful Steve White kennel at the moment, a former New South Wales trainer, at 29.29 at Angle Park last start. I mean, that's as quick as they go. I can't remember a greyhound going as quick as that, probably since Worm Burner and Mapunga Blazer at Angle Park. I don't think they've gone any quicker. He's a greyhound who's only had the 10 starts for 7 wins. So as good as good odds Buddy is, and of course he's had some really nice wins at Wagga, Bulleye and Richmond more recently, he's up against two of the most very talented greyhounds in that heat. So that's going to be a real tough ask.
Well, Good Odds Buddy's brother and, of course, Feral Frankie's other brother, Good Odds Harada, has drawn one of his favourite boxes, box seven in race nine, George. Mr Harwood, who had no luck in the Vic Peters, is in box one, loves the Meadows. Seal the Deal for Anthony Azzopardi is in box four, and Jaro Bale in the six for the Dailies.
Yeah, this is another heat full of talent, as you'd expect when you reach this level, but how good was Good Odds Harada last start, running 29.57. 5.42 early split as well in the free-for-all. So, yeah, he certainly comes to town with some very, very nice form. He's a very talented greyhound. There's a talented greyhound in box eight called Get It Gizmo, who started his career in very, very fine fashion. As you mentioned, Jaro Bale, a little bit hit or miss, but when he gets it right, he can run the hands off the clock, as we've seen at Sandown two starts ago. Seal the Deal, Boom Greyhound, who's probably shown his best on the provincial tracks rather than the Meadows. So that'll be a challenge for him. And the one that will show the early speed is number three, Charging Yala, who has got a tremendous turn of foot, this greyhound. He's also won at the Meadows in 29.89. So, again, that's one of those heats where there's probably about four or five chances, including the greyhound you mentioned, Good Odds Harada.
George, in race eight, Instantaneous for Peter Sims is in box six, and Show Business for Jody and Andy Lord is in box eight, but they're up against the series favourite, Seneca, who's drawn very well in box three.
Well, you know, we often see, passing of the baton when it comes to the fastest greyhound in the country, and I think it was Poke the Bear for a long time, Disco, and then it was passed on to Orson Allen. I think that's probably a fair assessment. And I think we're just at the cusp now of seeing Seneca, or Sinachi, which way you want to pronounce it, the greyhound who probably will take that mantle. He's going to be incredibly hard to beat. His first start in a maiden, he ran 29.50 at Angle Park, and I think the writing was on the wall. When he came to Victoria, he ran 29.70 at the Meadows. So, look, he's a very, very talented greyhound. We've all seen what he did at Albion Park. But as you mentioned, Show Business is in that race. And, look, he comes here winning three of his last five. He hasn't broken the 30-second mark at Wentworth Park. So when you sort of stack him up against what Good Odds Harada has done, he's probably going to need to find a little bit to be competitive in a race like this. I think you'll get some really, really nice odds for the Jody Lord Sprinter. But, yeah, look, they wouldn't bring him down here for nothing. He's won 10 out of 30, so he's certainly a winner. He's placed in another 13, so he finishes top three certainly more often than not, but he's up against arguably what people are saying now is Australia's fastest sprinter.
Yeah, the new 500 record holder at Albion Park. George, the final New South Wales chaser to talk about is Vic Peters' runner-up Corborne Marty for Jody and Andy Lord. Look, he's a very strong greyhound. He'll jump from box five. He's up against the likes of Whiskey Riot in three, Weblack Jack in four, and the favourite for the race, Jabrina, in six.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think you mentioned his racing pattern. He's not very quick away and then powers to the line. It was a very, very gutsy second behind Feral Frankie, who's taken all before him, obviously winning eight in a row. So his form line reads really, really well. But again, from this box draw especially, it's going to be tough. Jabrina is a get-out-and-go type greyhound who was a good last start winner at Sandown. He's made a couple of group races, Jabrina. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest him just leading all the way in a race like this. But there is some very good greyhounds in the race, including Weblack Jack, Whiskey Ride, as you mentioned, and Crowds are starring the greyhound of box one. Uh-huh. You don't want to let him get away from your sights either. He's a very, very good greyhound. 29.83 win at the Meadows. So again, you get a guide, Disco, that there's probably about four or five that can run in the 29.90s, 29.80s mark. So, you know, Corborne Marty's certainly going to have to do everything well, especially from the visitor's box in box five.
The markets are out for all of the races at the Meadows on tab. They're out right now. And also the all-in market. Senecae's the 420 all-in favourite to take it out. Black Opium, $4.60. Feral Frankie, $8. Who's your tip to win the series, George?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't mind some of that $4.20 for Senecae. If you can get through this week and then draw well, you're not going to be getting $4.20, that's for sure. You've just got to think that Black Opium, it's just a matter of time before she wins a Group 1 race, Disco. I mean, the greyhounds that have beaten her in those Group 1 finals, you know, My Redeemer, Dinah Patty and Senecae, I mean, really, I mean, you couldn't get three better greyhounds in fairness, and she has been gutsy in all of those victories. So she's got to be considered. Yep. I mean, I know I'm not reinventing the wheel here. They're first and second favourites. And then, obviously, the greyhound up your neck of the woods, Feral Frankie, at $8, you'd think he's going to get a lot of support, especially considering the way he's been racing now. If you had to pick maybe a couple of roughies, Cruentia, this greyhound, who Steve White has openly said is probably as fast, if not faster, than Senecae. I mean, that's a huge rap, but I think he trialled him down at Sandown Park as a younger greyhound and went in the 2019s. I mean, he's a real, real talent. He's around the $17 mark. And then you've got greyhounds with a lot of early speed, like Stay High at $17 and Jabrina, as we mentioned earlier, at the $12. I think if you can get out and go, get to the front in races like this, it's a huge advantage.
George, you're an absolute champion. I really appreciate you giving us your time. Enjoy Maturity Heat Night at the Meadows on Saturday night. We'll speak to you before the final, of course. And thanks for being our guest this morning on Going Greyhounds.
And beautiful, mate. And go the Hawks. And in all sincerity, mate, we really do love to see Feral Frankie go through and make this final, because I think it'll just add another dimension. The amount of Twitter traffic that goes on when he wins a race is unbelievable. We really love it.
He's the best. He's the Feral. Good on you, George. George Ferrugia there, the media man from Greyhound Racing Victoria. Sean?
Exactly. And a good bloke too. Now, a few sprinters heading south. One stayer's going north.
Yeah, the sprinter's going to the Meadows. Abby Ripper, who's rising 4.5, is going to have her 113th race start on Saturday night in Brisbane in the Ipswich Grand Prix Final. It's over 732 metres. It's race 8 on the card at 7:04 p.m. Now, Abby Ripper ran third behind Jalapeno and Champagne Sally in the same race last year when Tony Brett was looking after her. All the best this Saturday night to trainer Michael Eberrand. And while I'm here, good luck to Warren and Sonia Kempshall with Modified Trunk. The Northern Rivers Chaser is going to jump from box three in heat two of the Townsville Cup tomorrow afternoon at 5:02 p.m. while they have the kennelmate Flocky Japper in box one in heat three. Cos?
Righto, Richmond, track record yesterday?
Yeah, the Sammy Sultana trained Caviar Quality clocked 18.36 over the 330-metre short course at Richmond, shaving 1/100th of a second off the previous mark. The daughter of El Grand Senor and All Quality has now won 13 of 20 starts, Sean, including her past four in a row.
There you got a winner for today.
Three New South Wales meetings today, Cos. Goulburn begins shortly, actually, at 11:37. There's no best bet there. It was scratched. So the value bet at Goulburn, race 8, number 8, True Dream. Race 8, number 8. Maitland races from 3:54, the Savo. Johnny Mack will be calling the action. The best bet comes up in race 8, number 1, Pop's Paradise, 8-1. Value bet at Maitland, race 6, number 4, Princess Zesta, 6-4. And of course, the famous Dapto Dogs is on tonight from 7:13. The best bet is in race 7, number 8, Burbsky Bar. Race 7, number 8. The value, race 1. The opening race, number 2, Casadora. And just before I go, Sean, congratulations to trainer Mary Wright. She got a winning double at Wentworth Park last night.
Good on your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Cos.